This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The details of yesterday's shooting at Virginia Tech do not make the story any easier to absorb. Police have identified the gunman. His name was Sung-Wi Cho. He was a 23-year-old English major from South Korea. 32 people were killed yesterday, and then the gunman took his own life. Today, local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies are trying to get to the bottom of what happened. And now NPR's FBI correspondent Dina Temple-Raston joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Once again, let's start with the shooter. What more do you know beyond his name and age?
Well, we don't know an awful lot about him yet. We know his family lives in Centerville, Virginia, and we know that his parents speak very little English. We spoke to some neighbors who said they had only minimal contact with him. We're not quite sure if he knew the people that he was shooting, or the particular professor who got shot in the German class. That's still up in the air.
Okay. Now, there was a briefing earlier this morning, and you're going to help us work through what was said and what it means. Let's listen to parts of it as well. This is the Virginia Tech Police Chief Wendell Flincham.
Lab results confirmed that one of the two weapons seized in Norris Hall was used in both shootings.
Two weapons, but one of those weapons was used in both shootings in both locations. What's the significance of that?
This was a big piece of evidence. They were trying to figure out whether or not the same shooter had been responsible for two different shootings. There was a shooting in a dormitory of a young woman and a resident advisor at 7 in the morning. The other shooting didn't take place until 9 o'clock in the morning. And it was unclear whether or not the suspect, Sung-Wi Cho, was responsible for both. In fact, that's still unclear. They have a person of interest that they are still questioning who could have been responsible for the first
still
shooting.
Still unclear, but a notable piece of evidence that the same gun was used.
Yes.
Let's get more information about the ballistics test from Virginia State Police Superintendent Steve Flaherty.
The ballistics test says that one of the weapons used in Norris Hall was also used in the AJW shooting. We have not, the evidence has not led us to where we can say with all certainty that the same shooter was involved at both instances.
Can you just explain that for those who might find it a little bit discordant there, that the same weapon was used, but they're not willing to say it was the same shooter?
Well, here's the problem. There's a lot of people have been conflating the two shootings. We had a shooting in a dormitory in which apparently a young man had an argument with a young woman. This is according to witnesses that I spoke to yesterday. And during that argument, the RA had come in and tried to break up the fight. Both people were shot.
The resident advisor came in. Yeah.
The resident advisor came in. Both people were shot. And we know now from the ballistics that the same gun was used in that shooting in the morning as was used at Norris a little bit later in the morning at 9 a.m. Here's the problem. Witnesses there at the dormitory said that the shooter was not Asian. We know that the shooter at Norris was Asian. We've identified him now. The question is, how does the FBI square that? The witnesses could have been mistaken. They could have mistaken who the shooter was. That's what they're trying to figure out. And because of that, they're not ruling out this person of interest.
And we should mention that person of interest, as you say, who was involved in some way, perhaps, in the first incident. And Chief Flincham said this about that person.
That individual was an acquaintance of the female victim that was killed at West Ambler Johnston Hall. He was stopped in his vehicle off campus and detained for questioning. As officers were interviewing him, the shootings at Norris Hall were reported. We are still looking to him for information as the investigation continues.
Still looking to him for information. Is he under arrest?
He has not been arrested. He has not been charged with anything. In fact, I don't think he's actually being detained. They are still questioning him about what he knows about the shooting in the morning.
Okay, we've listened to what authorities have told us so far. Where does the investigation go from here, and what evidence might lead anywhere in this case?
This is what the FBI is doing now, according to sources that I talk to. They are focused, rather than on ballistics, on a computer. They have this young man's computer and some of his email traffic, and they are searching that for that to find motive and to find any acquaintances who might be able to shed some light on why this happened.
So there may be his own words on those emails someplace.
Exactly. Apparently, now that we're in the computer age, FBI agents, one of the first things they go to is a computer because they end up gleaning incredible amounts of information from what's on the hard drive.
Well, we'll continue listening to see what comes out of that, if anything. Dina, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Dina Temple-Raston is NPR's FBI correspondent, and she's giving us an analysis on the latest information on this case. And again, police have identified the gunman, Sung-Wi Cho, described as a 23-year-old English major from South Korea. That's the gunman in at least one of the two shootings at Virginia Tech. There was a second shooting earlier in the morning, and while the same gun was used, the details of that shooting remain quite unclear. We'll bring you more as we learn more.